Hi guys, welcome to the Musing Podcast. As always, it's your girl Muna. I know it's been a minute, like guys, life just swamped me like this. So like I don't even understand the way life just swamped me like in a flash. I've been in the flash of an eye. Anyway guys, what's happening now? What's going on? What's popping? This pandemic, I don't know, like even NCDC don't tire to the updates. So I mean, like, what's going on now? Some people are still on lockdown, some people are not, you know. Over here they've eased off the lockdown. It's more like a curfew now, so we're like almost going back to our normal lives over here. Anyway guys, what's going on now? Today's Children's Day. So guys, I got a new job, and I've just like, it's been crazy. Like in the space of March till now, the turnout of events for me have been like wild. But in all, I give God the glory. I'm grateful. You know, I'm really grateful because, I mean, like no matter what, yeah, like, you just gotta stay grateful, right? Because some people are getting it worse. You know, some people are getting it worse, and the fact that you're even alive and awake every day, you know, even if you have to go back to the same schedule or whatever, God is just good. You know, God is really, really good. I hope you guys have caught up on my last episode, which was on gratitude, because honestly, all we need in this life is a little sprinkle of gratitude and everything that we do, gratefulness in all that we, you know, experience, you know, just, you know, being thankful to God, you know. Anyway guys, today we're going to talk about your inner child. A lot of people say, oh, well, today's Children's Day, happy Children's Day to all the children out there. Like I've been seeing a lot of my mates say happy Children's Day to all the children out there. I'm like, guy, are you not a child? Like like what the fuck though? You know, like I'm a child for life. Oh, like I can't even say it enough, because no, I know we're getting 90s kids, you guys are like getting old and shit, but like, you know, never let your inner child, you know, phase away, you know, because even the Bible says something about your inner child. The Bible says something about keeping your inner child alive. The Bible says that, you know, you have to always have the mind of a child, you know, a simple heart. So like, I'm a baby till whenever, man. You feel me? Like, because like sometimes people are like, you take things to. What am I saying? Like too much. People say things like, oh, like you take life too serious. You know, like, life is not that serious, honestly. You know, it's the little things that always matter. When you're in a relationship now, for example. A lot of people are in relationships where things are so serious for them. Like, they don't even play. They don't even know what behaving like a goof ass is, you know. It's like, you want to always be matured and shit. Like, there's no problem with being matured, though. Don't get me wrong. But, man, just stay a child. Like, how can I emphasize on that enough? Just be a baby, you know, because when the moment you take things too serious, it's almost, you almost start to feel very old. I mean, it's bad enough that we're actually getting older by age, but you have to keep your mind alive, keep your heart bubbly, you know. Just imagine when you look, you know, sometimes when I look at my nephew, Milton, it's like, I'm like, you don't even know what you're, you don't know, you're in heaven right now. The fact that everybody's just all over you, you know, trying to know what's going on with you. The moment you cry, it's like, why is he crying? Who is he with? Is he alone? Do you know what this is now? As we're getting older, we start to want the things that we wanted when we were kids. Guys, have you felt that before? And then it's worse for our parents, because you know, like they say, when you're older, like you're very old, you now start to behave like a baby. You start to behave like a kid, like a child. And sometimes we see these things in our parents, because some things that you don't just expect them to, you know, be sensitive about, or, you know, just act right. You know, they just act annoying. I always start to wonder, but like when they get older, they actually become like babies, like kids that we have to take care of. We have to know what's going on with them. We have to, you know. But now at this peak of life, as this is your 20s and 30s, it's almost like nobody's giving a fuck whether you're turning into a child mentally or whatever. But when you're reaching your 50s and 60s, it starts to sink in. When you start to have all that kids that 18 and above, when you start to have grandkids, always, guys, I'm not even trying to take you that far. But like, you guys feel me though, right? Because like this period when nobody's really seeing that, oh, you can be a kid again, treat yourself like that kid. I mean, take yourself, you know, take care of yourself, pamper yourself, be goofy, like, don't hold back, guys, don't hold back, just like feel free, you know, make mistakes, learn from them, you know, like how when kids make mistakes and you correct them and they quickly learn from them because they've hurt someone elderly, you know, like make mistakes, learn from them, allow people to correct you, you know, like there's nothing wrong with someone correcting you. Yeah, you still take the one you take and leave the rest, but like just like have an open mind, you know, a free heart, a simple heart. Always pray to God for a simple heart, guys. A simple heart and a sane mind, honestly. Because like when you start to take things are already as serious as it is. You feel me? Things are already as serious as it is. So don't now kill yourself. You know, sometimes just like take an ice cream and watch a movie, even when everything seems like it's falling apart. You know, because you know, you have to just like be able to capture this peace of mind, give it to yourself. Don't expect it from anyone. Don't expect handovers from anybody. Be able to give yourself happiness and peace of mind. Because even a little child knows how to give themselves happiness and peace of mind. It could be from the smallest of things from them. Do you feel? So just like, you know, always be in the vibe. Like always let your inner child glow. Don't ever hide it. Don't ever feel stupid for acting out like a kid or whatever. You know, like that's part of who you are. That's your imperfection and your flaws. Like nothing is wrong with that. But the ability to work on, you know, getting better is all that actually matters. And that's what even kids do. They try to work hard to be better and to, you know, pass their exams and shit like that. So just let that child glow, man. Just like, I can't like emphasize on it enough. Like, I'm always a baby. Even when I act all strong and shit, like, if you know, you know. Honestly, if you know, you know, man. But I know you guys feel me. I know you guys get where I'm coming from. So this podcast was not intended to be too long. I just wanted to hit straight at it. And I feel like I have. And, you know, I was going to say something about the voiceovers I was supposed to do. Guys, the offers are still on. In fact, it's a permanent offer. I make voiceovers for you on your products on my podcast, which I know has been growing for the past few months. I mean, I started in November 2019. My audience has been amazing. I can't thank you guys enough. I don't even know if I know all of you, but like hopefully as time goes by, I'll get to know each and every one of you. And I'm just like super grateful, super thankful to every one of you that have been listening. And I do voiceovers for people around my niche, and not just my niche, which is Abuja, all over the place, because I got birds in, you know, Lagos, Port Harcourt. So yeah, so I do jingles or voiceovers for your products, which is cheekily money. I can't even lie, cheekily money like this. It's a podcast now, so yeah. Anyway, guys, don't forget to let your inner child glow. I mean, stay grateful, you know, and just stay fun. Have a bubbly heart. Just, you know, just work hard and give yourself breaks, you know, pat yourself on the shoulder. I mean, you are a human being too. You feel? Same way everybody is running helter skelter to, you know, just be good. Anyway, guys, don't miss me too much. You know, I've, like I said, life has swamped me, and hopefully one day I'll be able to, you know, give you guys an insight. Because like this period, this March 2022, like this 2020 first quarter, I don't think it can ever be forgotten in my life. So hopefully I will have mine to gist you guys. But for now, I'm about to sign out. So you guys stay safe. You know, wash your hands, guys. Wash your hands. And just stay safe. You know, maintain your social distancing and all of that. You know, hit me up on Twitter at Moonshine and on Instagram at Muna with a H and Moonshine with a W. So stay safe, guys. Peace out.